Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, coming up next segment, he's written some amazing articles. Steve Kirsch will join us again to get to the bottom of what's really happening with these deadly COVID shots. That's coming up. So much on that front. And speaking of that, I mentioned this earlier. I only played part of it because we went to break. I want to play what Senator Ron Johnson had to say about people being in denial who bought into this and are now doubling down. He's talking about Biden. He's talking about Trump as well. And this is really losing Trump a lot of support. And America's awake and is getting pissed. So here is what Senator Johnson had to say.
President Biden won't admit he's wrong when he says that this is a pandemic of the unvaxxed, that if you get the vaccine, all's going to be well. The heads of these agencies will never admit they were wrong. My colleagues who voted for the vaccines, who have done videos encouraging everybody to get vaccinated, which, by the way, that might be the right advice for certain people. They don't want to admit they're wrong. Doctors, physicians who've recommended to patients to get the vaccine don't want to admit that their recommendation might have caused a severe harm. It's understandable. I understand that human tendency. But that doesn't overcome the basic humanity of acknowledging reality and doing everything we can as a society. Those of us that voted for Operation Warp Speed, those of us that encouraged vaccination, we have to admit there's a side effect here. And it's changed people's lives forever. So again, I'm begging anybody watching this today or via video, let these stories be seen, let these stories be heard, let them be believed so that as society, we can do the right thing. We can acknowledge it. We can put even just a fraction of the time and effort and resources as we've put into the shutdowns and the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates and the vaccine development and the administration of it. If we just take a fraction of that and apply it to research and treatment, and by the way, a vaccine injury fund that actually compensates those who did what everybody asked them to do, for them themselves, for the good of their neighbors, for the good of society. The least we can do with the trillions of dollars we've already allocated and spent, the least we can do is acknowledge their pain, help them recover, and compensate them for their injuries.
Well, that's right. Back in the mid-80s, they passed the Vaccine Damage Fund that's paid out billions and billions of dollars. But, oh, because this is experimental, it's not covered, so... Oh, nobody's that's gotten sick or hurt or died. There's no compensation. And so now we're having this discussion. But it's like giving somebody a Band-Aid after you shoot them. They're not going to admit that. They're going to just keep steamrolling with the global ID and the carbon tax and the social credit score tied to the vaccine passport and just keep rolling forward. And the same thing you see in the UK and the same thing you see in Australia and the same thing you see in places like Austria where they're saying it's checkpoints and you can't go outside if you don't have your vaccines. And then, of course, it's boosters and more and more and more. That's really a dystopic nightmare, science fiction hell. And that's really where we are. You could say, oh, they meant well, or oh, they didn't mean well. It was all a big plan. Well, all was a plan in Operation Lockstep. But yeah, a lot of people mid-level are going along with it. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, this is a very dystopic thing that's happening. And it's about depopulation. All right, we're going to go to our guest for the next 45 minutes or so, and then I got a bunch of news I'm going to hit in that last segment of the hour. Then Owen Schroeder is coming in studio to cover the waterfront with me, and we've got so much to hit there that's important. But Steve Kirsch is our guest when we come back. Over a 60x increase in sports, pro sports adverse events since the vaccines rolled out. And he's written a big article saying, we got some of the video, too. I think I need to tell the crew about that. Of showing his face looking like it is somewhat paralyzed and different with Governor Newsom and where he was missing for 13 days. We'll be right back with Steve Kirsch on the other side. Infowars.com. Demonized for a reason, because the truth lives there. Stay with us.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, the Kyle Rittenhouse thing's got everybody glued to it. And I know we get high ratings, so we just carried the trial, but we really didn't, because yes, our right to self-defense is important, and yes, Kyle's a great guy, and yes, they lied about him, and the truth's coming out. But if you look at worldwide martial law and the carbon taxes and India announcing carbon lockdowns, and now the West is saying it, and if you look at England announcing forced inoculations, basically, or you can't buy or sell or leave your house, and they just joined Austria in saying they're going to now announce that, that to me is a big enchilada. I don't know about you. Then I've got a whole stack of news here with FDA and CDC documents admitting massive increase in myocarditis in young people, particularly boys. So I wanted to talk about that first with Steve Kirsch. Then coming up, we've got some of the videos of Newsom and his face looking partially paralyzed, as sources had said. That usually goes away in about 2 weeks. And also that his children aren't vaccinated. Steve Kirsch has written about that as well on his Substack account. But I wanted to hit just all this cardiac news and information coming out first. But yeah, that photo there, you can really see that looks, he does look paralyzed. It is different. He has the dimple on the other side, not on that side. Really dramatic. Or maybe he had some plastic surgery mishap. Point is, he was gone 2 weeks and something happened. Steve Kirsch is the philanthropist and executive director of the COVID-19 Early Treatment Fund and also the Vaccine Safety Research Foundation. He's the inventor of the optical mouse and one of the first internet search engines, InfoSeek. Remember using that? He has founded 7 high-tech companies, 2 with multi-billion dollar market caps. Steve is currently focused on safe and effective ways to end the pandemic. He received his BS, MS in electrical engineering and computer science from MIT in 1980. Steve has been featured in 60 Minutes for his work on funding fluvoxamine. I think I'm saying that right. One of the first repurposed drugs to be shown in phase 3 clinical trials to significantly reduce the risk of hospitalization and death from COVID. SteveKirsch.substack.com and Twitter at S.T. Kirsch, K-I-R-S-C-H, and on Gab at S.T. Kirsch. All right, Steve, great to have you back. Powerful interview a few weeks ago. So much to get into. I know you've got a lot to cover, but humor me and dive into these amazing numbers we see coming out in these FDA panel meetings where they're admitting it, but it's getting almost no coverage.
Well, you know, these people are just rubber stamps for these risk-benefit analyses, which are just awful. You know, we show that Toby Rogers was so disgusted, he decided to do his own risk-benefit analysis, Dr. Toby Rogers. And he's an expert on risk-benefit analysis. He thought the Pfizer risk-benefit analysis was one of the shoddiest pieces of work that he has ever seen in his career. So he decided to do the risk-benefit analysis that should have been done. He discovered that we'll kill 117 kids to save one life in his calculation. And his Substack was read by over 20,000 people, and everybody was complimenting him on the great job that he did, and nobody was pointing out any errors. So these FDA panels, they don't know what's going on. They basically have to rubber stamp it or they're going to be kicked off the panel. And I have an admission of that from one of the panel members who basically said that. I mean, he didn't say it to me. He sent it to someone, his very, very trusted source, close friend of his, who relayed that to me. And, you know, it explains why these people are voting for it. They basically don't want to get kicked off the committee. So, you know, this is just a terrible, you know, the number needed to vaccinate for kids is over 600,000. It's one of the largest, if not the largest, number needed to vaccinate in history. And of course, when you're using a vaccine that's 800 times more deadly than the smallpox vaccine, you know, it's just a complete disaster in terms of the numbers for the FDA committee. I mean, and to top it off, the myocarditis. These people who are on the committee actually believe that there are fewer cases of myocarditis this year than last year because they think that the number of cases of myocarditis is actually lower with the vaccine and the risk is lower if you get vaccinated than if you just get COVID. It's completely backwards. I mean, I've gotten messages from people saying it's 100 times worse now than it was before. I mean, the people who are on these committees, they're not living in the same world we're in. And in fact, the risk of myocarditis, for example, if you calculate it out using the numbers from VAERS and using the CDC methodology for calculating the underreporting factor, which is 41, you get 1 in 317 boys aged 16 to 17 that will end up with myocarditis. And what we don't know is what's going to happen in a year from now. We don't know if 20% of those boys will be dead. We don't know whether it's 10%. We don't know whether it's 5%. We'll know in a year. And we'll know in 5 years whether the rate normally for viral myocarditis is 40 to 50% die after 5 years. We won't know that for 5 years. We'll find out. We're in the biggest experiment ever. And what's tragic is that already 25% of the kids 5 to 11 have been vaccinated. So they've done a great job of convincing parents that this thing is safe and effective. And, you know, it's hardly the case. You look at theirs, there are over 4,000 symptoms, which are elevated by a factor of 10 or more versus any previous vaccine in the last 5 years. So that's pretty troubling. And nobody wants to explain or even talk about that at all. I mean, this is a complete disaster. These vaccines are, you know, should not be given to anyone under any circumstances, any age, any comorbidity. The evidence just doesn't support that. And nobody seems to want to debate me on this. I have tried to debate anyone in the medical community because they accuse me of spreading misinformation. But nobody wants to debate me. That's the best way to silence me is to debate me. Nobody in mainstream academia, nobody in the CDC, nobody in the FDA, they all want to just ignore everything I'm saying because they don't want to confront what's going on.
Steve Kirsch is our guest. Steve, I mean, you're obviously a hardworking guy, a successful person that saw a problem and has been out trying to inform people, I know, for over a year. Now we see more and more people waking up and saying, yeah, we're not taking this. Now they're wanting people to take booster shots. According to the medical doctors and research scientists I've interviewed, they're saying that we're going to see even bigger problems with the booster shots. We've already seen that in places like Israel. Now they're trying to say, oh, you have to have a vaccine passport in the UK that says you've had your boosters as well. I mean, it seems like the big pharma is just in a crazy frenzy to dominate the population. But I see this leading to really their total vilification. I saw one FDA board member a few months ago saying in a quote, of course, they got off the board, saying you're going to destroy belief and the credibility of vaccines for generations. I mean, if you actually wanted to destroy medicine, you'd act like this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what they're doing. But it's not just in vaccines. People are not going to believe their doctors anymore. Right? That's what's going to come out of this. They're not going to believe the doctors. They're not going to believe anything that Congress says. They're not going to believe anything that the mainstream media says. And they're not going to believe any of the three-letter agencies, the FDA, the CDC, and the NIH. That's what's going to come out of this. And, you know, it's happening now. I mean, people are seeing sports personalities, you know, people on the field. You can't hide that stuff. They're basically dropping dead at a rate that's 60 times higher than previous rates. You can't explain that. I mean, people try to say, oh, well, it's cannabis use.
Oh, yeah.
Or it's 5G. Or, like, no, see, all these explanations are all hand-waving explanations because that's all they've got. They don't have any data to support their theory. These athletes are dying at a 60 times higher rate than before. Guess what VAERS shows? VAERS shows that cardiac events are up 450 times normal. So
I was about to say, I know you're a statistician, but I've seen numbers that it's higher than 60% increases in all this weirdness.
60 times. That's 6,000%. 6,400%. So that's 64 times normal.
Steve, let's walk through all this and talk about your big story on the governor. Because, I mean, once I saw it, you can see the photos. He's clearly looks like people that have Bell's palsy. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Well-researched people out there exposing this new COVID world we live in is with us, Steve Kirsch. You find him on Substack at stevekirsch.substack.com. And we can get into Newsom now if you want, or any of the other huge breaking things, you know, surrounding COVID. Most of my listeners understand this is important, and they say, hey, we want more news about all the things that are happening, because they see this is the biggest thing of our time. Everything else is basically a derivative of that. This is how the corporations are getting the power. It's how Big Pharma's taking over. It's how they're establishing world IDs. It's how they're bulldozing our entire Bill of Rights and Constitution. As Robert Kennedy Jr. said, all that's left now seems to be the Second Amendment. And he's not alluding towards violence. It's just they're basically everything's getting bulldozed. What else is front and center for you in your research? And then I want to get into your article, Gavin Newsom is lying about his vaccine injury, and here's how I will prove it to you. Very powerful article. You convince me.
Yeah. Well, happy to jump into the Gavin thing, but let me just start with, people shouldn't believe anything that I say. They shouldn't believe anything you say or anything that's on CNN. They should check out this stuff for themselves directly, right? Don't believe us. Check out the facts. And so I'm an analysis, that was done on the VAERS system. That's the definitive database on adverse events. There's an analysis on my Substack. People should check out that analysis and run their own queries and verify for themselves that what I'm saying just matches reality. And, you know, the neurological events, the cardiovascular events, the female reproductive system events, I mean, those were way at the top of the charts. I mean, these are elevated by over 8,000 times normal for female reproductive problems after taking these vaccines. It's something the CDC just doesn't tell you about, but it's right there. And you can do the various queries to verify this yourself. So all this information is in plain sight, but they basically don't want you to look at it. They don't want you to check it out. And they'll come up with excuses for why you shouldn't look at the definitive database that's used by the CDC and the FDA for spotting safety signals. But it's all there. It's all laid out. The analysis is all done for you on my Substack. And you can also read the comments there, and you'll see that the commenters aren't disputing anything that I've written. So I think that's important to check this all this stuff out for yourself. So there's another thing that I posted today, another article that I posted today on something that came out on Aaron Siri's Substack, which was a woman, Deborah Conrad. She's a medical healthcare worker at a hospital, and she wanted her hospital to track the number of patients who were admitted, whether they were vaccinated or unvaccinated, just on admissions, not on COVID tests at all, and just on have you been vaccinated or haven't you been vaccinated, not have you been vaccinated 2 weeks ago, but just have you been vaccinated or not been vaccinated. And what they found was 90% of the hospital admissions were from people who had been vaccinated in an area where it's less than 50% vaccination rate. Now, the only possible way that that can happen mathematically, you know, there's no way around this. It's mathematical certainty that that means that people who have been vaccinated are nine times more likely to be hospitalized for a reason than people who are unvaccinated.
And Steve, I want you to stop because this is so huge. We've got plenty of time to get into Newsom next segment. Tell us the headlines. We can find it again. This is huge. I didn't know this. This is amazing information. It's It's what we've seen anecdotally and seen out of the British Medical Journal. I mean, we know this is going on, but these numbers are just over the top. Tell us where we find this.
It's on my Substack right now. It's the most recent article that I published on my Substack.
So there it is. Everyone missed this one. Vaccinated people are up to 9x more likely to be hospitalized than unvaccinated people. Wow, please continue.
Yeah, and, you know, I kind of missed it, too, when I read it. I said, wow, this just shows that what they're saying is not true about, because they're focused on a vaccinated person is being vaccinated only 2 weeks after they've had their vaccine. Well, that's when all the injuries happen. So if you actually just look at hospital admissions, which this hospital did, because most hospitals don't track these numbers. That's the thing. Most hospitals don't track the numbers. So Deborah was able to get her hospital to actually track the numbers. And they found out that 90% of the admissions were vaccinated. And so the only mathematically possible way to explain this is that if you get the vaccine, you're going to be 9 times more likely to be hospitalized after getting the vaccine, you know, for some period of time, than someone who's not. And that period of time isn't just weeks after you got the vaccine.
Wow, I'm looking at your article now, and you've got links to the articles, the hospital, all of it. And is that what we're also seeing even in NPR and Associated Press in Australia and the U.S. and Canada and Europe? They're like, the hospitals are at record capacity, but this time it's true. It's not like last year when they were lying. And then you check the hospitals, and go, yeah, they don't have COVID, but it's COVID-like, and they're having heart attacks and blood clots and ADE-type stuff. Yeah, there's an example right there. So that really right there proves something massive is going on. And like you said, they're trying to spin it and say, oh, it must be marijuana. Well, everybody's been smoking the same amount of marijuana for a while, or 5G's been going in for a while. Clearly they're trying to distract off onto that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's all a distraction. You know, it's like how they distract people for getting the COVID vaccines. The distraction is, well, it will reduce your death rate by 90% if you get COVID. That was the original promise. We found out that's not quite true. In fact, the Pfizer's own 6-month study showed it could only reduce it, your chance of death, by 50%. And it would only save one life in 22,000, and which means when you inject 220 million people, you're only going to save 10,000 lives. That's a drop in the bucket. So, you know, in terms of the effectiveness. But you see, they're not pointing out that, hey, there are other people who actually died from all-cause mortality from different things like cardiac arrest. And they didn't point this out in the abstract. This hand, you know, it's like a magician. Pay attention to the 90% who the risk reduction was only 50% in terms of the mortality benefit. But they didn't show that other hand. In the abstract, it never mentioned that 20 people who got the vaccine died compared to 14 people who got the placebo.
So incredible.
The difference of 6 people.
What about the issue as well that there? I mean, there's just so much to get into. It makes my head spin. How long do you think they can continue to suppress this information?
That's a really good question. That's a really good question. I don't know the answer to that. I think, you know, people get this gradually and they start to wake up. They see their friends who are vaccine injured. They get a booster shot and they're paralyzed. And so it happens and people then start to believe it more and more as they see reality, as they see their friends. It's once they see their friends affected by this, this is what changes people. Or when they get a shot, the reason that 20% of the people don't come back for their second shot, you know, 15 to 20% don't come back for their second shot, is because they had a bad reaction to the first shot. It's not because they don't know how to schedule the second shot.
And by the way, Bill Gates admitted that before they ever rolled the shot out. He said 80% in their trials were getting sick. We'll be right back.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jones.
Since Steve Kirsch was on with us a little over a week ago, we have seen both Bill Gates and Fauci both deeply in bed together on their medical tyranny rollout admit that, oh, this so-called vaccine really isn't a vaccine. It doesn't stop you getting sick or transmission. Wow. That's pretty amazing. It's like buying a boat and they go, oh, by the way, it's got 20 holes in it after you buy it. Oh, this boat's great. It works wonderful. And you put it in the water, it sinks. That's called fraud. And so they both come out and say, but don't worry, you need boosters. That'll fix you. But they're admitting, though, that the more you take the shots, the more it wanes and the more you don't have an immune system. So we'll talk about that in a moment. But here's these incredible admissions that I've been censored for and medical doctors have been censored for and people have been persecuted for when this was known pretty much instantly in Britain when they rolled this stuff out. So here is here are the two perpetrators admitting it.
Economic damage, the deaths, it's been completely horrific. And I would expect that will lead the R&D budgets to be focused on things we didn't have today. You know, we didn't have vaccines that block transmission. We got vaccines that help you with your health, but they only slightly reduce the transmissions. We need a new way of doing the vaccine.
Point number three, we are seeing something that is really interesting, and I'd like to get a little bit more unpacking of it with you in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that is we're starting to see waning immunity against infection and waning immunity in the beginning aspect against hospitalization. And if you look at Israel,
mm-hmm.
which has always been a month to a month and a half ahead of us in the dynamics of the outbreak, in their vaccine response, and in every other element of the outbreak, they are seeing a waning of immunity, not only against infection, but against hospitalizations and to some extent death, which is starting to now involve all age groups. It isn't just the elderly.
Mm.
So if one looks back at this, one can say, do you know, it isn't as if a booster is a bonus, but a booster might actually be an essential part of the primary regimen that people should have.
So he's following an exact script. We're just 6 months behind Australia and the UK and on this. Now it's going to be, you've got to take the booster. So they don't get in trouble for all the fraud or their product not working. Now you've just got to take more. I've never heard of a product where our product doesn't work. So the answer is more, but then the studies show that makes it worse. Give us the facts here, Steve Kirsch.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're doubling down on something that doesn't work. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Maybe I should just leave it there.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah, and so, you know, there are now three studies that have shown that the PCR results for the vaccinated and the unvaccinated are the same. So if you look at these, they're almost like Rorschach tests. They're little plots of where people fall on the PCR for vaccinated and unvaccinated. And you know what? You'll never believe it. The charts are exactly the same. You can't tell the difference. You know, what's really interesting is the biostatisticians say, well, that's because of this. Well, that's because of this. It's really working, but that's because of this. But, you know, the thing is that if you have a hypothesis that says that the vaccines don't work at all, those charts would be exactly what you'd expect to see. They conform to the hypothesis 100%. You don't have to make any excuses. The hypothesis that says the vaccines are ineffective, the data just aligns with that hypothesis 100%, no questions asked. Three separate studies show the same thing. So we have a vaccine which doesn't work and which is harmful. So what do? We keep telling people the problem is that you need more of it. It's the most insane thing. And people are lapping it up. They're believing everything that they hear. They're totally believing that it didn't work on the first two, so it's going to work on the third one. There's no evidence, folks. I mean, sorry, the emperor has no clothes here. There is no evidence. Look what happened in Israel after the third booster. Rates went through the roof. I mean,
How do you look at the data on this? Because I'm not as technical as you. I just read all these articles and studies where people 6 months after the Pfizer shot, especially if they take the booster, they then get negative immunity, meaning before the shot they had better immunity than after they had it 6 months later. That doesn't sound like a very good product to me.
Yeah, if you look on the Expose website, they have some graphs. They did some really nice graphs showing vaccine efficacy waning. So you get the vaccine, it appears to work for just a little while, and then it goes down to zero, and then it goes negative, which means you're more likely to be infected if you get the vaccine. Now, the CDC...
I mean, this sounds like heroin dealers or something. Where do we find those graphs, sir?
Oh, on... I'm going to have to post it on my Substack. So I'll do that just to make it easy for people. I'll post it after this interview.
Sure, I know you do a great job with your research. So yeah, I mean, I'd love to be able to show people just that all in one place.
Yeah. I'm happy to
well, hold on for the next segment because by then we'll have it up there. Let's start getting into Newsom. You've written a big article about that saying Newsom's lying about his vaccine injury, and here you can prove it.
Yeah. So look, I've got 17 different sources. There's 17 different pieces of evidence, and they're all consistent with the hypothesis that Gavin Newsom is vaccine injured. 17 different pieces of evidence from over 10 different sources, independent sources. And so I'm now at the stage where I'm willing to risk some money to prove a point. So I'm now willing to risk, as of yesterday, I just put out an offer to say, Gavin, I'm willing to bet you $1 million that you're a liar. So I'm risking $1 million. You don't have to believe me at all in my analysis in what the evidence showed. All you have to believe is that there's some millionaire who is willing to risk $1 million that he's right. So he probably thinks he's right. And I can guarantee you, Gavin Newsom is not going to take my bet. No way. I'm offering him $1 million. All he has to do is give me a piece of paper that lists all the doctors that he talked to since for the purposes of discussing vaccine injury from the time that he got vaccinated to 21 days later. I don't want to know anything else. That's it. Just the list of doctors. And on that piece of paper is the permission that he grants to those doctors, and he orders those doctors to discuss with me any conversations relating to vaccine injury. Now, if Gavin Newsom is telling the truth, he'll give me a blank sheet of paper, and I will give him a check for $1 million. Now, to me, that's a deal that most people shouldn't refuse. He's revealing nothing about any of his personal medical information. The piece of paper is blank, and he gets a check for $1 million.
And you got, you're a well-known, the tech guy. You've got plenty of money. So what's stopping him?
Well, what's stopping him is he's not telling the truth. And that's why he won't accept my bet, because if he's telling the truth, he's going to hand me a piece of paper that is not blank. And mm-hmm. if the piece of paper isn't blank, you know immediately that he lied to people. Look, he got vaccinated because he actually thought, a lot of people think that these politicians get saline shots. Gavin Newsom got the real thing. He actually believes that the vaccines are helpful. Now he knows they're not because he could see it himself.
And I noticed you pointed out his children aren't. I remember seeing articles admitting his children weren't. Let's come back and talk about that and show some of the photos and videos. And then our guests will give us some final comments, and I'm going to shift into a bunch of news. And Owen Schroyer is coming in studio. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com, the most embattled, attacked, lied about site in the world. Stay with us.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD toll-free to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Saying we need to criminalize people questioning us and disinfo, and there's dark forces out there, you know, that need to be dealt with. When we know the science and the facts, they put a drug on the market, not even a vaccine, that wears off in a few months, and then you have lower immunity after. What? That sounds horrible. Sounds like OxyContin or something. And now here he is last week on the Atlantic Council getting really desperate. Here it is.
There was some fake news during this period of time about the vaccines, you know, all sorts of conspiracy theories. How did you deal with that, and how did you navigate that, and where do you feel the primary source of this sort of fake news was? How damaging was this to us?
I'm afraid it was quite a lot damaging, and there was, particularly with us, we were targeted by a lot of, let's say, dark organizations that you don't really know the ownership. You suspect that there are some countries behind. We were getting a lot of briefings from CIA, from FBI about attacks that may happen to us, cyber attacks, I mean, but also about the spread of misinformation. There are two groups of people, right? There are the people that they are vaccinated, there are people that are skeptical about the vaccination, and both of them are afraid. Those that are getting the vaccine, they are afraid of the disease, and they believe that because people are not getting vaccinated, they are increasing the risk to them. They are increasing the exposure. So they are, let's say, mad with them that they don't get the vaccine. Those that they don't get the vaccine, they're afraid of the vaccine. And they are mad with the people that are pressing them to get it.
And
there is those I understand. Yeah. They are very good people. They are decent people. But they had a fear, and I understand it. And they don't want to take chances. But there is a very small part of professionals which they circulate on purpose misinformation so that they will mislead those that they have concerns. Those people are criminals. They're not bad people. They're criminals because they literally costed millions of lives.
And should be treated as criminals as well, those who have done that?
No, treated as criminals as well, says Mr. Atlantic. So they've lied to us all along. We have the facts. The wheels are coming off. And now in the UK, they're trying to pass a law to arrest people that question the shots. So I think they're far from giving up here. What do you think, Steve?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I don't fall into either camp that he talked about, because I actually got the vaccine because I believed what they were telling me. And it wasn't until a month after I got my second shot that I found that my friends were either dead, some of my friends were dead, or they were permanently disabled. So I'm not in either camp. I got the vaccine. But now the evidence is clear. I wrote an article on my Substack, unassailable proof that the CDC, that the COVID vaccines are the most deadly vaccines in human history. Unassailable proof. And so what I do is I go through the VAERS data and I say, hey, look, you don't have to believe me about the underreporting factor of 41. If we just have an underreporting factor of 1, which nobody would disagree with, it's still the most dangerous vaccine. It's the most deadly vaccine in human history, even if you have the most ludicrous assumptions on the parameters.
It goes from really bad and the worst ever.
It's more deadly than smallpox.
Well, I'll start over. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but re-say that.
Yeah, it's even if you took, like people say, oh, well, the underreporting factor of errors, it's not 41. It's got to be less than that. And I say, fine, take one, use one. Nobody disagrees with that one is super conservative. Even if you have the most super conservative assumption of one, then it's still 36 times more deadly than smallpox, which is a vaccine that Paul Offit has said is unacceptably high death risk, that it would never be used in the United States. So this is at least 36 times worse. And if you believe the facts, it's over 800 times more deadly than the deadliest vaccine in human history. So that was just one point. The other point that I raised is I have a neurologist who wants to remain anonymous for right now because she's afraid that if her identity was revealed, that she would get her license revoked and they would come after her for revealing the truth. But the truth is she has 20,000 patients. 2,000 of them are vaccine injured. 2,000. And so I said, well, she's been in practice for 11 years. I said, well, so how does this compare with the other 11 years you've been in practice? You've got all sorts of vaccines that people have taken over 11 years. Zero cases. Zero. And now she's got 2,000 cases. She had zero over 11 years, and now it's 2,000. So you can't say that this is over-reporting in VAERS. You know, like I've got another doctor, 29 years in practice. He's only has 750 patients or so. But he now has 20, like, he's got over 25 reports in terms of adverse reactions. Zero in 29 years, now 25 reports.
And Steve, as you know, there's a lot of doctors and a lot of doctors that own biopsy labs for cancer, And they're saying they're seeing massive increases in all these different types of cancer. And the D-dimer test, massive increases in blood clots. And the hospitals are full of all these vaccinated people. The UK goes, well, double vax now have super colds. They're dying. I mean, there's no way they're going to be able to cover this up.
Yeah, there's a paper, and I'll post it to my Substack, and that the vaccine damages the DNA. And the DNA damage is to areas which would suppress cancer. And so this is why we're seeing some people are reporting like a 10 times uptick in cancer. And also cancers that were under control before they got the vaccine are now out of control. And we're seeing this with shingles especially. People who've had shingles, you're seeing shingles outbreaks come back, and they're coming back with a vengeance.
All right, Steve Kirsch, we got to get you back on. Amazing job. God bless you. SteveKirsch.substack.com. Thank you, sir. Oh, boy. All right, Owen Schroyer's coming up. My lawyer's going to be on as well, Norm Pattis. No one's ever seen what's happened to us be done before. It's total lies, and it's next level. And so we're going to be looking at that. It's not about us whining or complaining. It's about understanding what this country's up against so we understand what we're facing. Ladies and gentlemen, we are very, very excited to announce that it's not been available for over a year, and now it's available again, but it's simply been reformulated. And that is Dr. Jones Natural Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste. Ladies and gentlemen, now available again at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody that loved it, it is available again. The all-new Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste has been reformulated. It's even stronger, more concentrated. It's finally arrived at InfoWarsStore.com. Now with free shipping and double Patriot points, the team over at Dr. Jones Naturals has done it again. They have secured a new line of fluoride-free toothpaste that they designed. It's loaded with natural ingredients shown to freshen your breath, whiten your teeth, and so much more. Stop damaging your teeth with risky whitening products that are full of toxic synthetic garbage. Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste is 100% natural and free from BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, harmful sulfates, and SLSs. For a limited time, get the new Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste for the introductory price of $9.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. And for an even better deal, go to DrJonesNaturals.com to save up to 50% off when you purchase it with combo packs of the activated charcoal toothpaste, ladies and gentlemen. So find that all at DrJonesNaturals.com or InfoWarsStore.com. We do expect to sell out of this limited first run very quickly, so now is the time to get your tube of this amazing toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can. That's InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with Owen Schroyer in hour number four.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.